Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is one of the few beverages that serves a purpose.
A beverage?
Yeah, well, sure, folks like the taste, but you have it to function, most people do, to function when your day starts.
Yeah.
Which is why what we're going to tell you is so surprising. If you're drinking it to get up, there should be a time where you stop drinking it.
Okay.
Right? You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A story on Spectrum this week about coffee and the relationship we have with it here in the state of New York. The story focuses on one weird fact that we learned.
What's that?
The majority of coffee drinkers in New York don't have what they're calling a cutoff time.
Yeah.
Meaning that they'll drink coffee all the way up until they're ready to climb into bed.
Like Italians. Italians drink coffee all day.
Okay, I know you drink coffee all day.
Oh, yeah, it's just me, not the rest of Italy with their little cups.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to Italy.
Mini cups.
You've seen Italians.
Espressos.
I'm not, like, getting into bed with Italians every night, as much as I'd like to. You have said on this show before that you can drink a cup of coffee, climb into bed, and fall asleep.
I can have that, a couple of drinks. Not out.
The caffeine does not bother you.
No, it's but amazing. I've been drinking it since I was a kid.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, my body's just
used to
it.
Doesn't even do anything to you anymore?
Maybe it doesn't. Or okay. I'm just, I don't know.
So what?
Burnt out.
Is that what it is?
Complete caffeine burnout.
So, Kimmy, what's strange here? In the state of New York, 55% of coffee drinkers say they are just like Tommy.
Drink it all day.
Yep, they'll drink coffee right when they get out of bed. And then they'll drink coffee right before they go to bed. Like, all day long, there is no stop. What is going on with your body, people that can do this? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, where you can shoot yourself up with that much caffeine and still manage to fall asleep.
I mean, to your point, there's a Dunkin' around the corner for me, a Starbucks, and
probably a mom
there's
and
like
pop.
Like a mom and pop shop. Those places are busy until they close. And I always think the same thing. I'm like, who is getting a coffee at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? But there are people there all the time, so there must be people making their runs later in the day.
The majority of New Yorkers are doing that. Yeah. 55% are like Tommy, not like you and I.
Yeah, I have a coffee around 3:30 in the afternoon.
No, dude, is that your afternoon coffee? Is that your home afternoon coffee channel?
And then I might have one after dinner.
That's a latte for my after dinner coffee channel.
And you're not talking like decaf. You're talking regular.
So I do double espressos when I drink. So I probably have
four to five of those a day. 24 hours a day.
Wait, how many regular cups of coffee are in a double espresso?
Two. It's double.
No.
Like one shot of espresso is like equivalent to a cup of coffee.
Oh, I thought caffeine wise it was more than a cup of coffee.
Oh, it could be.
I don't know.
I always thought it was
the same.
Equal.
Can we Google it? How many cups of coffee equals one shot?
Because I always make
espresso.
A double. I always do a double.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I have between 8 and 10 shots of espresso a day.
A day?
Yeah.
A day?
Mm-hmm.
That can't be good for you. Making a face as your heart explodes. with like the power of 1,000 suns. Bro, your wife has never like brought this up to you?
What do you think?
I'm asking.
Of course. It's a, yes.
Does your wife drink coffee like you do?
No. My wife will have Lamo, Folgers,
one
a day.
Standard coffee?
Coffee Mate. Ech.
Wait a minute. I know you have a really special high-end Italian coffee
machine.
Yeah, I got
an only espresso maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's only for you?
Yeah, she doesn't like
your
it.
Your wife doesn't use it?
Don't
you
like
bought
it.
A super expensive, high-end, shiny Boot of Italy coffee machine, yes. And it's just for you.
Yes, because she has hers, and I have mine.
You have two coffee machines?
Yeah. It's pisser, man. It's no big deal.
Shut up, man.
They have them on the trail, too. When you take a walk, you can just go right up and make yourself a cup of coffee while you're taking a little walk down the canal.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over half of New York coffee drinkers say they do not have a cutoff time for coffee, meaning they will drink coffee all the way up until they go to bed. Over one half. Kimmy, do we have our espresso answer?
Yeah, so 1.5 shots of espresso is about your standard 8-ounce cup of coffee.
Okay, so really you're only having 7 cups of coffee
all
a
right.
day.
Yeah, all right, so I'm good.
Yeah, not bad. Actually, you're not, and we'll get to that. But
you're going to die.
Do you not? You know, it's funny.
But you'll be shaking for the next 10 minutes that you're dead.
They place blame on a couple of things for New
Yorkers.
It
tastes good. It's cold.
For New Yorkers, Kimmy, not wanting to have cut-off coffee time. Mm. So they mentioned designer coffee places like Starbucks that made coffee a trendier drink, not a functional drink. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Now you go out for coffee. And you could sit in a cafe. It's almost like you're
this
in Europe.
Thing,
and think about
cafes.
The kids that are drinking coffee at a younger age.
Okay.
Like kids, your daughter's age that are going out to these places.
Oh, yeah.
That are probably starting their caffeine addiction way earlier than my generation.
But no, you drank coffee as a kid.
I did, but I don't think a lot of my friends did.
I don't know. Like you guys were going off to the mines. You had to get ready to go. What? How old are you again? 104?
When I was in the sulfur mines in Sicily.
Is that up to St. Clair over there?
I also wonder if the rise in popularity of espresso martinis are also contributing to this, because this would also be a reason why people are drinking it later in the day.
That's a good question.
And I know people that are like obsessed with those things, and I don't know how. Like the taste of them is amazing, but I don't want to drink one too late because I'll be up all night.
No, you know it's funny. You bring up like how coffee's in a bunch of stuff. Now you got the espresso martinis. Coffee ice cream is also very popular. That has caffeine in it.
Yeah,
and does it?
You don't drink coffee. You don't eat ice cream at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
So if you go to Wegmans, then you go down the coffee aisle. If you turn the other way, it's a bank. I mean, it's got to be a quarter of an aisle of just cold coffee canned drinks.
Yeah.
Wait, you like coffee in the can?
I love coffee in the can.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Bro.
And it's so expensive.
Oh, I got news.
I'm looking
for
a deal.
I have branched out entrepreneur-wise.
Hey, what are you doing?
I got a brand new coffee in the can business.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's
place?
In the kiosk. I got a kiosk in the men's room down the hallway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but there's so many kiosks down there now. What's it called?
Oh, it's called Uncle Pat's Bend Over. I'll give you plenty of coffee in your can surprise sauce.
You got to caffeine my can.
Caffeinated up real good. Going back to the designer coffee places. Before Starbucks brought like your cappuccino latte bitch ass.
Yeah, Italian stuff.
With all due respect, obviously. Was it hard to get what you drink every day before Starbucks? Okay. Because like Starbucks did it and then everyone else started doing it, right? Because you can get stuff like that at all kinds of, you know, McDonald's, Dunkin', Tim Hortons.
So when I was a comic on the road, a huge caffeine junkie, I used to bring my own pot and make my own like on the road.
You are such, bro, we had no money.
No, like,
I know.
No, like a percolator. I'm not an espresso beer. I'm talking like an old school percolator.
Right?
I just needed my coffee. So the only places you could get coffee back in a day, and they always had great coffee, was McDonald's.
Okay.
Because they turned it over so fast, it was always fresh. Other than that, you couldn't get like a high-end espresso. None of that was around.
So they blame Starbucks for kicking this whole thing off places like that. They also blame 24-hour spots that serve coffee to go, arguing that if people didn't have that option, they wouldn't be making it at home.
Like the old 7-Elevens and stuff like that. They always had like a bank of coffees in there.
You got it. Like they argue most people are not like you where they'll make their own espresso at 6 o'clock at night.
I also like iced coffee in the summertime, so I'll also drink those on top of my regular coffee.
Wait, on top of?
You don't substitute it for the iced coffee? You drink it on top of your regular hot coffee?
Okay.
Kind of. I think I kind of just squeeze the ice one in there, and then I do this other thing.
My goodness.
Where if it's like, weekend style, I'll put a shot of Jameson in there on that iced coffee.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Why don't you throw some, like, you know, coolant in there too? Some car coolant. It's a
winter. No, but I'm telling you, like a little whiskey in that coffee, not a lot, mm-hmm. just enough to open it up.
No. What does that even mean?
It kind of you
what
understand.
Does that even mean?
If you know, you know.
Shut up.
If you put a little shot of booze in your coffee, uh-huh. you don't have to go crazy.
Bro, I know.
It what, opens it up.
I know what a shot is to you. A shot is
half
a shot. Bottle of
a
booze.
Cup.
Bro,
a shot, a cup.
I watch you. You have the heaviest pour of all time. You got George Foreman hand pours, man. Just hands of stone. Roberto Duran porn. Pours. Bad porn.
Well, I like to really open it up.
So as we have this discussion... Here in the state of New York, yeah. that over half of New Yorkers that drink coffee do not have a stop time. You drink it all day up until mm-hmm. you go to bed. This is where Tommy Kimmy gets really, really upset.
Well, here we go.
So they have a sleep doctor. And Kimmy, we found out over the last couple of years, 15, 20 years, how important sleep actually is
you
to the health
get
of everybody.
Not yeah. time.
You're not enough time?
You got to have it.
We have a doctor's recommendation.
Of how much sleep?
How much coffee you're supposed to drink in a day.
Okay.
According to this sleep...
Oh, they're going
to
chinch you.
According to this sleep doctor, mm-hmm. the ideal amount of coffee is 2 to 3 8-ounce cups a day.
Kiss my
that actually
sipping
seems
ass.
Like I, that's more than I thought that they were going to say. 2 to 3. I mean, you could spread that out throughout
Dr.
the day.
Dr. Coffee.
They no, Dr. Sleep, which is also what you're called in our meetings when we're looking at our ratings. They also say your last cup of coffee...
When...
Should be 8 to 10 hours before your bedtime.
8 to 10 hours?
Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
You must have just, you're done in morning.
You go to bed at 9 o'clock. You could still drink coffee up until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's like 11 o'clock.
Lunchtime.
Wait.
No, 8 hours.
8 hours. 8 to 10. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
That sucks.
Bro, who, nobody. All right. Can I
but
just.
But I guess like that, if you're getting the sleep that you get, because you say you can fall asleep, like no problem.
He lies to his doctor about everything. Who knows if he's telling the truth?
I ain't slept in 40 years. No, I sleep really good.
No, you can tell. No, your face looks like you get a lot of rest.
And I can nap.
Do you sleep with all of your body weight on your face? Is that why you look like that?
No, that's called your mom damage.
Do it make sense?
Giving her face rides.
Dear God.
Oh, it's a face ride.
Yeah, is it a new carnival thing they yeah. have with the carnival?
Step right up and enjoy a face ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.